Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
South Africa. A class introducing Falun Dafa was presented for the first time at the Cape Town Port Authority in early April. The Port of Cape Town operates 24 hours a day, year-round, with its staff working in shifts. A premium is placed on operational safety in their work, so the employees are under a lot of pressure. Ian Albert, who helped organize the training, said, "When people listen to the introduction for Falun Dafa, they are interested in it, because it's a peaceful and safer practice than doing exercises in a gym. It is a form of exercise that many people aspire to." A freight dispatch office worker named Samantha said, "Currently online advertisements for other practice methods often feature high fees for instruction, yet yield no visible results, and the movements themselves are difficult to perform. The movements of Dafa, however, are gentle and unconstrained by time or location, perfectly accommodating the needs of our work and daily lives. I will certainly be back for the next training session. Thank you for letting us know about Falun Dafa." Jessica from the railway field team attended the class. After doing the exercises, she said the rigors of work, as well as the exposure to wind and sun, leave us feeling physically and mentally exhausted. "I felt refreshed after doing the Falun Dafa exercises. Thank you, Falun Dafa."
Japan. The 32nd Suigen Cherry Blossom Festival took place in Tokyo City, Aichi Prefecture, on April 4th and 5th. A group of Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the festivities in order to introduce the practice to local residents and tourists. The event was held in Suigen Park, famous for its cherry blossoms at this time of year. A number of festival goers stopped to watch as the practitioners did the exercises. They learned about Falun Dafa and signed a petition to help end the persecution in China. The waist drum team performed on stage. The audience warmly applauded their performance, which included the song "Falun Dafa is Good." A middle-aged woman asked several questions and told practitioners what she had heard about Falun Dafa in China. Practitioners explained that for decades, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, suppressed people through its numerous political campaigns because the regime wants to control people's minds. Outside of China, Falun Dafa is practiced in over 100 countries. The woman accepted informational materials and said she would learn the exercises at a local practice site. Practitioners have participated in the festival nearly every year since 2004. The host thanked the practitioners for their support and invited them to return next year.
Sweden. The Harmony Expo took place in Solna on March 28th and 29th. In its 30th year, this event was Sweden's largest to date. More than 300 exhibitors showcased health products and services. Falun Dafa is widely recognized for its remarkable ability to enhance physical and mental well-being. Practitioners are invited to participate every year, and once again, the organizers placed the Falun Dafa booth in a prime location near the main stage and along one of the busiest walkways. Many people stopped by the practitioner's booth and watched the exercises being demonstrated. Some asked where they could learn the practice, while others purchased Falun Dafa books and got information about free online classes. Some of the young visitors were pleased to learn that there were classes offered online. One young man bought a copy of the book Falun Gong. A woman said she felt strong energy near the booth. After a young visitor learned the exercises, she said she felt energy moving in her lower abdomen.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A woman in Liaoning province is facing trial for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Tong Xiaoyan was arrested last year after local police instructed her landlord to deceive her into returning to her apartment by saying there was a water leak. She rushed home only to be arrested. Her computer, printer, and Falun Gong informational materials were confiscated. The police took Ms. Tong to a detention center. The required physical exam indicated she had reduced blood flow to her heart, stroke symptoms, and high blood pressure, so the detention center declined to admit her. Then the police deputy chief instructed them to forge Ms. Tong's medical records to say she was fit for detention. With the altered records, the police carried Ms. Tong into the detention center. When she struggled to get away, the police slammed her to the ground, hitting her head on the floor. Prior to this latest episode of illegal persecution, Ms. Tong was previously held in the Ma San Jia forced labor camp in 2007.
Ms. Hu Ruilan was deaf in both ears and emaciated beyond recognition after she completed a one-year prison term in 2013 for practicing Falun Gong. As the Qingdao City resident held firm to her faith, she faced constant harassment from the local police in the years that followed. Her health continued to decline, and she developed lung cancer. She died on March 20, 2026, at the age of 77. In 2015, Ms. Hu filed a criminal complaint against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin for launching the persecution of Falun Gong. Police officers broke into her home without showing a search warrant, trying to find any incriminating evidence against her, and kept pressuring her to reveal the addresses of other local Falun Gong practitioners. The police also pressured Ms. Hu's family into restraining her freedom in her final years. Her family did not allow her to have contact with other local practitioners. Even if she managed to get in touch with practitioners, she would quickly be stopped by her family.
After nearly 11 years of prior incarceration, a 75-year-old Changqing woman faces indictment again for practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Zhou Hualan was arrested at a bus station in March after a local official reported her for talking to him about Falun Gong. Officers from the town police station reported the case to the local district domestic security office. To prosecute her, they pored over surveillance footage and identified three clips showing Ms. Zhou talking to people. They claimed that she was promoting Falun Gong. Several lawyers expressed their willingness to represent Ms. Zhou when approached by her family. Those not hired encouraged her family to reach out if they had any legal questions. One of the attorneys called her sons to express his admiration for Ms. Zhou because she upheld her faith and did nothing illegal. The lawyer eventually hired to represent Ms. Zhou told her family that she had a smile on her face and remained calm during the nearly two-hour visit. Prior to her latest persecution episode, Ms. Zhou, a retired employee of the Changshou Agricultural Machinery Company, served three forced labor terms and two prison terms. Additionally, she was held at a local detention center for almost a year.
Mr. Liu Wenbin from Yanxi Province has served four jail terms totaling 16 and a half years since he was 26 for refusing to renounce his faith in Falun Gong. When Mr. Liu was recently released in March after completing a four-year term, he was emaciated, extremely weak, and mentally unstable. Mr. Liu was last arrested in 2022, not long after he finished his third prison term for practicing Falun Gong. The authorities didn't notify his family of his whereabouts or case status. The family found out a year later that he had been admitted to prison to serve a four-year term. It has been reported that Mr. Liu had been placed in solitary confinement many times, each time for several months, because he held firm to his faith and refused to do forced labor. Prison guards instructed inmates to restrain Mr. Liu to a metal chair and taped headphones to his ears, forcing him to listen to recordings slandering Falun Gong. His mother passed away in 2021, while he was in detention.
Falun Dafa event held on the French island of Réunion. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa at Réunion, an overseas department of France, on March 28th. The island is located in the Indian Ocean in the region of Africa. As one of the outermost parts of the European Union and part of the Eurozone, it attracts many tourists and is known for its active volcano. The event took place at St. Paul Pier. Practitioners demonstrated the 5 Falun Dafa exercises and displayed information about the practice and the persecution. Some passers-by signed petitions to help end the CCP's human rights violations. Many people said the communists' cruelty not only harms Chinese people, but also threatens the world. Some people said they would post photos and videos of practitioners doing the exercises online and help expose the persecution. One man said he hadn't heard about Falun Dafa or the suppression. A practitioner from China described how he had been mistreated for practicing Falun Gong. He explained, "There were 4 detainees in the prison cell, and I was the only Falun Dafa practitioner. Those 3 inmates were assigned to watch me and stop me from doing the Falun Dafa exercises or reading Falun Dafa books." The practitioner exposed in detail both physical torture and mental abuse in both the detention center and the prison. Shocked by the human rights abuses, the man asked for more information. The man thanked practitioners for holding the event and took some materials so that he could place them at his clinic for people to read. Veronique Hurahu was on her way to visit a nearby market but stopped at the practitioner's booth and talked with them for a long while. She not only signed a petition, but said she also planned to attend a practice site near her daughter's home to learn the exercises. One couple read the posters and talked with the practitioners. Surprised by the harsh persecution, they said these human rights violations could threaten the world as the CCP expands its influence globally. They signed petitions that call to end the suppression, including the forced organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners. After taking photos and videos of practitioners doing the exercises, as well as photos of the posters, some people said they would post the information online so that more people could learn about the crimes the CCP has committed during the 27-year-long persecution.
Practitioners in Taiwan hold 2-day experience-sharing activity. Falun Dafa practitioners from 5 cities and counties in southern Taiwan held a 2-day FA study and experience-sharing session at the Chunghwa Telecom Company Telecommunication Training Institute Kaohsiung Branch on March 28th and 29th. The large assemblage of practitioners was divided into 18 groups the first day in order to study Falun Dafa materials and share cultivation experiences. They spoke of how they looked inward during conflicts, how they clarified the truth about the persecution, introduced the practice, and of how they improved their qin qing, or moral nature. On the morning of the second day, they gathered and practiced the exercises in the gymnasium. They again studied Falun Dafa materials together and then watched the documentary Unbroken, The Untold Story of Xin Yun. Afterwards, they discussed current projects, among which was countering the Chinese Communist Party's transnational repression. Mr. Huang used to work at a state-owned enterprise and described his cultivation experiences. Before he retired, he missed several opportunities to be promoted. He remained at his original work unit as a supervisor, shouldering a heavy workload and performing his duties with hands-on dedication and a profound sense of responsibility. Some co-workers advanced their careers by taking projects he initiated and bringing them to fruition. The disparity left him with a profound sense of disappointment. Through cultivation, he came to realize that he had the attachment of jealousy. He needed to let go of those negative attachments, specifically the pursuit of fame and gain. He experienced profound changes in both body and mind after he began practicing. The stubborn eczema that plagued him for years cleared up without medical treatment. Mr. Huang said he learned to let go of the attachment to personal gain. He resolved financial disputes within his family by footing the bill to alleviate his brother's financial burdens. He also became more tolerant and ignored the accusations leveled against him by his younger siblings. He said that through cultivation, he learned to let go of his attachments, and he realized how precious and beautiful Falun Dafa is. Young practitioner Ms. Wong, originally from Penghu, one of Taiwan's offshore islands, now lives in Taichung and has two young sons. She recently organized a children's summer camp in her hometown, Penghu-to. She recalled how as a child her mother took her to Kaohsiung to attend the Mingwei children's summer and winter camps. These experiences deeply impressed her, and she had fond memories. She felt that attending these Mingwei camps helped little practitioners in their cultivation to provide the next generation of little practitioners with an environment for group Fa study and sharing. Ms. Wong decided to organize a similar activity in Penghu. Since she was a graduate of a dance program, she incorporated children's dance and music composed by Dafa practitioners into her curriculum. The camp also included group Fa study, doing the Falun Dafa exercises and outdoor activities. She arranged for the young practitioners to visit the beach to distribute tooth clarification materials and handmade lotus pendants to tourists who were highly receptive to receiving gifts from innocent and polite children. Some even asked for the small pendants and offered positive feedback. Ms. Wong learned that although the event was small in scale and the preparation time was tight, with a pure and righteous mindset, everything went smoothly. Ms. Xi, a supervisor at a financial institution, shared that 15 years ago, a close colleague suddenly turned against her, loudly accusing her during a meeting. She felt deeply wronged. Later, she was promoted to a supervisory position, and her supervisor asked whether she was willing to accept that employee as a subordinate. Ms. Xi viewed it as a test of her compassion. Although she felt conflicted, she let go of her grievances. When a wave of resignations led to a severe staff shortage, she was not distressed by the lack of manpower and instead viewed it as an opportunity to make a fresh start. She resolved to devote herself to her duties, maintain her inner composure, and do what needed to be done without seeking any personal gain. Although the hurdles initially appeared daunting, she managed to navigate each one smoothly. She realized that only by exercising forbearance during conflicts and maintaining a pure mindset can one walk the righteous path of cultivation in this complex society. Many practitioners said they gained insights and benefited from attending the event.
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.